There's no sound. You muted.
Okay, is that better?
That's excellent, thank you.
Sorry about that. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Abo Ovis Nezikin. So the Gemara says, what the word Ovis mean? The Diktoni Ovis, since it says Ovis, Mechral de Iker Toldis. It must be that there's something called, there are Toldis. Ovis means that there's the fathers, the main Ovis, the main Nezikin. If I tell you there's the main ones, it must be there's some subcategories. Told us of subcategories. Told the same Kiyotven or Ilav Kiyotven. Shaila is, do they share the same halachas? When the Mishnah says Ovis Ezekin, they talk about these Ovis because these have certain halachas which other ones don't. Or is it just purely semantics? The reason why I said Ovis is for, but those are not written in the Torah clearly, but it's actually no halacha, no difference in halacha between the Ovis and the Toldis. That's the shade of the Gemara. Told the same, Kiyotzman, Ulav Kiyotzman. Are they similar to them or not? Why should we think they are not? Because we're going to see in the Gemara, sometimes Ovis do have the same office and sometimes they don't. So we want to know by Nezokin what's the din by them. So Gabi Shabbos, Tna'an, by Shabbos, it says in the Mishnah like this. Ovis melachis arboim kosa achas. There's 40 melachis, 39 melachis. Ovis, again, we have the same deal. Ovis, mechlal deke toldis. If it says ovis, it must be there are toldis. There does exist some toldis. And by Shabbos, the halacha is toldis same kyotven. The halacha and Shabbos is that the toldis share the same halachas as the ovis. Loishno av chatos. There's no difference between the av, which has to bring a korban chatos, loishno toldo. There's no difference between a toldo, which also has to bring a chatos. If somebody does an aveya, an av melacha, bear sheigeg, he brings a korban chatos. If he has a toldo, he also brings a korban chatos. Loishno av skile. If somebody does an aveya, which is an av, be mezid, he gets skile. Loishno toldo skile. If somebody does the aveya beskile beshege, he also gets skile. So there's no difference between the av and the toldo. That's really what we need to know for our sugya. There's no difference between an av and a toldo. And the Gemara somehow, for some reason, goes off on a bit of a tangent here. And starts telling us, so why is one called an av? Why is one called a toldo? It's not really so necessary for our sugya, really, you would have thought. We just wanted to know if they share the same halachas. Why go work out Shabbos? Why one's called an av, one's called a toldo? But the Gemara asks it. I can't even speak about if there is a keshet av sugya. Ma'ike, bein av a toldo. What is the difference on Shabbos between an av and a toldo? Nafkimine. Here's the nafkimine. Te'ilu. Ovid, shtei ovis, badi adoni. If he would do two ovis, he would transgress two ovis, bahadi hadodi, together. Together means with one halacha. Together doesn't mean literally they did it physically at the same second. Together means they forgot it was Shabbos, and he did these melachas before remembering that it's Shabbos, before remembering it's also to do these melachas. It's called bahadi adoni. Somebody can go through the whole of Shabbos thinking it's Sunday and be over all these aveirs. And if it's many aveis, to abdiro aveid shtei aveis b'adi adodi, inami shtei toldois b'adi adodi, mechayev al kol chodo v'chodo, it's chayev for each one. It's chayev achatos for each one. Ina aveid av v'toldo today, but if he did the av and its own toldo, for instance, somebody does plants a tree, and he also grafts a tree. It's called to graft, to put one branch into another, which is another form of planting. One's an av and one's a toldo. So If you do the Av and the Tov, you only bring one kol. Right. I said if a person does many melachos and he forgot it was Shabbos, then he brings many chatois. I think actually in that case, he forgot it was Shabbos. You only bring one kol chatos because there's only one forgetting. He forgot it was Shabbos. If somebody forgot the halachas of Shabbos, he knew today was Shabbos, and he forgot the halachas of Shabbos, and he was over many different halachas, then he definitely has to bring many chatois. But if he was over melechas neiteya with all its ramifications, the obvious, the toldos, then you only bring one korban chatos. You only bring one. Yeah, another example would be, Rashi is going to give us an example of Mishameh. And Shama is you put to sift through this the wine from the sediments. And there's a shad in the Gemara, why you chayiv? What's the av of Mishama? Is it a boyer or is it merakit? It's a suffix in the Gemara. So again, if somebody does boyer and he also does Mishama, so he did two melachas, but they're all under the category of boyer, then you only bring one korban chatos. But if you did merakit, and boya, which are similar melachos, but one's this av, one's a different av, then you'd be chayv two chatois. That's what we chayv two chatois. Right. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is saying there. That's nafkamina between av and toldo. So let's see that again. Nafkamina, third last narrow line. Tehiru avish tehiru avish bada adodi. If you transgress two avish together, in avish tehiru toldois bada adodi, or you transgress two toldos together, mechayiv al kol chod v'chodo. It'd be over a korban chatos. It'd be chayiv a korban chatos liable a korban chatos for each one, for each aveya. Be'ilo ovid av toldo today. But if he transgressed an av and it's toldo, loy mechayiv el chodo. It's only chayiv one chatos. Should we see Rashi on this? Rashi. Chatos. Rashi, Chatos. What does Rashi say? We show you. What does Rashi want? When you bring in Chatos, when you get skida, it's the same Oynish. It's for the same Melach. So, Chatos is Meshagig, skida is Bevezit. The Ovish, they always Meshagig. If somebody does two Ovish Meshagig, Mechayiv Tati Chatois, he's Chayiv to Chatois. Obviously, if he does Bemezid, it's not going to be enough Kimena because he gets killed only once. If somebody does a Meshagig, he could get two Korbanos he has to bring. But if it's an Av and it's Toldo, Loi Mechayiv El Chodo, Av Melocho, he's only Chayiv one Chatos, and the Chatos is the one for the Av Melocho, but Toldo the day, Loi Mechayiv is not Chayiv Korban Chatos for the Toldo. As Rashi says over here, Rashi tells us we have a choice. When you did two, the av and the toldo, it's the av that you bring the korban chatos for, not the toldo.
What does that mean, Tomas? Bring the chatos. You did two vidoy?
Yeah, sure.
So he has to save the av malacha?
Well, Rashi says, well, if you do the vidoy for the avera that you did. For
sure. Why was you going to way to say it's on the av?
Right, fantastic. That's the problem. That's a clear question on Rashi. Right? You have one korban chatos, okay, so who says which one is going on? Why does it have to be, what's Rashi teaching us?
When he does the vidui, what is he saying?
Shabbos, oh, Shabbos, yeah.
Doesn't have to specify.
What? I don't think so.
So what is Rashi?
So what's Rashi want, right? So this is the chrinim at the back, that you, I think you all have it. You look at the very back of the Gemara, everyone's got a different type of style, but there's a sefer called Poyos Yosef. So this is very hard for you to find. I'll just read it out because it's every person's got different sources of that for this. The Poyos Yosef, he asks his kasha, what does Rashi want? So the Poyos Yosef and the Tferes Shmuel. So you know, we'll go with the Tferes Shmuel for now. It says, what's our luck if somebody brought a korban chatos for the Av? And he forgot that he was over the shaykh. He had obviously forgotten the halachas. He had forgotten that he was over both the av and the tol. He forgot he was over the av and the tol. He forgot that. He brought a korban chatos. He remembered he was over the av. And he'd forgotten he was over the Tolda. And he brought the Korban Chatos. And then he remembered about the Tolda afterwards. Would he now have to bring another Korban Chatos? Or would we say, since you brought the Korban Chatos for the Av, that patterns you for all the melachos that you did under the category of Av? And what would be if somebody brought, he remembered he was over the Issa of the Tolda, but he'd forgotten about the Av, and he brought Korban Chatos, and only after that remembered the Av. So Tiferes Shmuel says, that's what Rashi means to say here. If you brought for the Av, then even if you didn't remember you were over the Shogeg, it works for it. If you brought for the Shogeg, for the if you brought for the Av, even if you didn't remember that you were over the Tolda, even though at the time when you brought the Korban Chatos, you didn't remember you were over the Tolda, it works for the Tolda as well. But if you remembered you'd over Tolda, you brought Korban Chatos for the Tolda, and then only afterwards you remembered that no, I was over also an Av, you'd have to bring another Korban. The Av, the Korban of the Av, is the one that patters it and everything underneath it. The Korban of the Tolda doesn't patter the Av unless you remember that the time that you were able also the Av, which is you bring the Korban for both.
What he was thinking, not actually what he's verbalizing, just like
right. And that's how Allah that made Korban, a Korban is Chatos, is the only Chayva Chatos once you remember that you were over the Aviv. Somebody brings stomach Korban, Chatos is not going to help him. It's only once you remembered you was over the Aviv. Menelam you remember. Said you forgot and then you remembered. So what's the din if you remembered that he was over one of the them and he forgot about the other one and brought the Korban? And only after that remembered it. Says the Tiferes Shmuel, in that case, if when he brought the Korban he remembered about the Av, it exempts him about the Tolda, even though he didn't remember at the time. If when he brought the Korban Chatzos, he was bringing it for the Tolda. So then, since at the time you didn't remember about the Av, you would have to bring another Korban afterwards. Okay, that's the Gemara then. First white line, last word. Rebbe Lezer, the Mechai told the Mokam Av. Shittes Rebbe Lezer is, a person can be chayiv many, many chatois on Shabbos. He's chayiv on toldos, even if he was over also on the Av. I think the Shami says it's 39 toldos for every Av. So basically you can work out how many korbanos that they have to bring because you forgot about the melachos. But according to Rebbe Lezer, he's chayiv for tolda b'mokim av. If a person does mavrich and noitea and zoreya, which are all under the category of zoreya, he would have to bring a korban for the mavrich and the noitea. He would have to bring a korban for it. So if so, then there's really no difference between a tolda and an av. Because both of them you have to bring a korban chatzos for, and you won't be able to patter one by bringing the other one. So there's no difference between a tolda and the av. So the fear of Eleza, amai koi le'av. Why is the Mishnah in Shabbos call it obis melachis? What's the difference? What's the difference if it's an av melacha or a tolda? Surely if you call it an av, and a tolda, it's come to teach us some difference between them. What's the difference? It's the same halacha. So what's the answer to the Gemara? Rebbe Lezer, the Mechayva told the Mokum Av, Amai Kori Le Av, Amai Kori Le Toldo. Why is one called an Av? Why is one called a Toldo? Answer the Gemara, Hachtav, B'mishkon, Chashiva, Kori Le Av. Hach, the Loyav, B'mishkon, Chashiva, Kori Le Toldo. So this that's in the Mishkon, that's Choshev, I've just translated the word, very, it doesn't really flow the words, and we'll see in Tosis what exactly that means. That's what's either translated as a choshev melach in the Mishkan, or that's what's included in the list of the melachos of the Mishkan, korele av. Something which isn't a choshev melach, it wasn't in the Mishkan, is considered a tolda. So according to Rebbe Lezer, why is one called an av, one's called a tolda? Very simple. What was done in building the Mishkan? What was done building the Mishkan, that's called an Av. what was done, what was other melachos which weren't actually used when building Mishkan, that's called a toldah. Is any nafkamina lemaisa by that? Any halachic nafkamina? Have to see. Lechoya, the moment we're not saying there's any halachic kutub leza, lechoya, no halachic nafkamina. That what was in the Mishkan is called av, that was not in the Mishkan is called a toldah. And the kutub leza, lechoya, there's no nafkamina bechlal between an av and a toldah. There's no difference. No difference. Av and toldah share the same halachos.
Can you have a
told of
a
told? Probably a told of an hour.
Yeah.
A told of a told is probably a told of an hour. So there's no other. What exactly is an hour? What exactly is a told? So the Gemara said that's what was in the Mishkan is called an hour. And that what wasn't in the Mishkan is called a told. But what defines an hour? What defines a told? So obviously, what was in the Mishkan, we now know is an hour. But then how do we know that other things are chayv? What are the other things? How is it possible in Svara to work out what the other things were? Or is it all Tesa Kosovs? You look around Shas till you find what the tolls are. So it's something which is very basic, which the Pharisees saw in the Agdoma to Hilchos Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, is a sefer called Keles HaShabbos, written by the Pharisees saw. And he says like this, Av, generally, the general thing is, in the Mishkan, there were melachos that were done, and they were done for a purpose, right? For instance, melacha of Moichik. Moichik was done in the Mishkan. Why was Moichik done in the Mishkan? There was a letter that was written wrong. They had to undo that letter in order to rewrite another letter. So what was the melacha? The melacha was erasing. And what was the matorah? What was the purpose? It was in order to rewrite that letter in that place. That was an example of what an av. An av is, it was a certain act that was done for a particular reason. It's got two aspects. What was done and why it was done. That's the av. He's Machadish and a few others also say this. A toldah is if you have one or the other. A toldah is if you either do the activity as for a different test, a different reason, a different outcome from it, or you get the same outcome by doing a different activity. Those are toldahs. For instance, the day is you plant a plant. Mavrich is you take a root and you shove it in the tree or in the ground, and out comes another shoot. I didn't do the same activity. It is to plant a sapling in the ground. I didn't do that activity. I did a different activity. I took a branch and grafted it in the tree, which therefore creates a new tree. Not the same activity, but the same to Ellis. Same to Ellis in order to get a new tree. That's a toldah. It's not the same activity that there was in the Mishkan, it was the same teres. And sometimes you can have the same activity, but for different teres. Sometimes you can have the same activity. For instance, what would be if somebody has a shtar, a document that says, I owe you a lot of money. So as long as you have that document, he owes him a lot of money. And he rubs out his moichik. He rubs out that writing. So he's done the same activity that was done in the Mishkan, but for different Te'elis. In the Mishkan, the Te'elis was in order to rewrite in that place. And here, it wasn't for that. Here was in order that you shouldn't have a document saying he owes a lot of money. That's the same activity, but different Te'elis. In that case, it's also told them. Because you're doing the same activity that was in the Mishkan, but for different Te'elis. So that's called an Av and a Tola. Av is that, an Av of Shabbos. Is that it contains both of the things. It was done exactly as they did in the Mishkan for the Te'eles of the Mishkan. And a toldah is you did either the activity like they did in the Mishkan, but for a different Te'eles, or you got the Te'eles of the Mishkan, but by doing a different activity. So all the examples which we'll see they're all some type of toldos because they didn't have, they received, got the same teres, but done by different way. Meshame, if you're sifting through the sediments, you get the same teres, you separated the wine from the sediments, but done in a different way to how it was done in the Mishnah. So it's the same teres, a different beef. That's called tolda, that's called av. So maybe it says the Gemara, in the Mishkan it says, and what was called, what was done in the Mishkan, that's called the av. What wasn't done in the Mishkan, but you're getting the same teres as the Mishkan, that's called a tolda. That's the first part of the sugya. Now, the next point, next case where we have av and tolda, kabitumis. By tumis, we have the same thing. So there's one more Rashi, the one more Rashi, the last Rashi of the page. The Veloza, the Mechayim Tarti. The Veloza that says, Yechayim Tarti. That means, if you do an Av and a Tol, Yechayim Tarti, the person's Chayim Tarti, the Av and Av told the day. If he does an Av and it's told, Mechayim Tarti, Chayim Tarti, 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 Tarti. Why does the Veloza say this? In Meseches Krisis. Meseches Krisis Beg Omer. So if you're looking for Meleza, have a look there. It says Rashi, Kulu, Ovis Melochois, all the Ovis Melochois, Mimishkon, Gominonu, we derive them from the Mishkon, the Meseches Shabbos, Meseches Shabbos. Okay, there are Lamites Melochois in the Mishkon, and those are the Lamites Ovis Melochois, which we are mentioned in Shabbos. Okay, Gavatumis Nan, the last line of the Mishnah of the Gemara. Gavatumis Nan, Ovis Atumis, there are the following Ovis Atumis, the Sherets, Shichva Zera, Tamei Mis, Sherets, one of the Shmina Shots mentioned in the Torah, somebody touches them, it's Vitamei Bechadasha, Shichva Zera, Tamimis. What is Tamimis? What is it Tamimis? Something you touch the mis. That's called an avatumah. Why don't we consider the corpse itself as the avatumah? Why do we consider avatumah? It's called an avatumah. Why are we saying, you know what, that the corpse itself is avatumah? Tamimis is an avatumah. I mean, all of these we say, the thing that's the most horrible is the arm. How did the corpse get the status of grandfather? So there's a klal. What's the difference if it's avatum or tol? What's the difference? Avatum is metame odom and keil. Only an avatum can be metame odom and keil. Nothing else. Erishin, Esheni, Shlishi, even Revi can't be metame odom and keil. Only av. Av is metame person and a keil. So now the Bosik says that Tamei Meis is Metame Odom and Kalim. So obviously a Tamei Meis must be an avatar. If the Bosik says that a person who touched the corpse is Metame Odom and Kalim, so he must have the status of an avatar. So then, okay, so this is the thing that is Metame and gets the highest status of the avatar. But we can't start from the corpse and say that the Odom is a Rishon Tumah, because then he wouldn't be able to be Metame Odom and Kalim. Avatum is Matam Odom Kain, only Avatum. The reason why Tamei Meis, the thing that Tamei Meis, and somebody who touched the Sheretz, and somebody who touched, sorry, not somebody who touched the Sheretz, the Sheretz itself, and the Shechuzer itself, and the person that touched the Meis, they're all on the same diagram. They're all able to be Matami Odom Vikain. If they touch a person, he'll be Tomei, he'll become a Rishon HaTumah. If they touch a clothes, the Godin, those codes will become a Rishon HaTumah. If that person who became Rishon HaTumah touches somebody else, that won't become anything. It won't become anything. If he touches food, the food will become Shlishi HaTumah. But Adam and Kalim, only an Avatumah can be Metamah. And Adam and Kalim can't go lower than Rishon HaTumah. That's where they stop. So the Ido Av. So we're saying, toldoisem lav kiyotzvem. The toldois of tumah What's the tallest? Rishoy, Shein, Shlishi. The tallest them love kids when they don't have the same status as the Av. And now we understand why one's called an Av, one's called a Tolo. The Av's called an Av because he can be Tami of the Kenim. And the Tolis don't. Why? Tilo Av, the Av is Metame of the Kenim. The Tolis, Oichlin or Mashkin Metame, all the Mekadim, the Metame, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, can only be Tami Oichlin, they can't add Mashkin, they cannot be Metame, all the Mekadim. Ochamai, what's the din here? So we see all this by Shabbos, Toliseim, Kiyotzve. We see by Tumo, Toliseim, Lav Kiyotzve. So what's the din here? When Tumo always say, is it Kiyotzve or Lav Kiyotzve? Oh my God, Bope, Yishven Kiyotzve, Yishven Lav Kiyotzve. There are some that are and some that aren't. Some of the obvious, which we'll see by the end of the story, is command all the obvious, the Tolis have the same alokas as the obvious. What's a toldo? Let's say Shem. Shem is the eating. I'm not. Told is you're rubbing, the animal's rubbing his back on the wall and knocks down the wall. They're going to have the same alokas. Command every toldo has the same alokas as the Av, with the exception of one. Sorry, so that's it. Yeah. So that's what Popo teaches us. Hochamai, the answer is some do, some don't. And the second half, the next two daf, we'll be going through all the obvious. And all the tollis, which are great, got off of them, Zephyr. All the obvious, all the tollis, trying to work out, do they share the same halachas, do they not share the same halachas? And we'll see what Moscow is. Let's see, Rashi, Tmimis. Top of the page, first word on the page. Tmimis, Mishanogamimis. Somebody who touched a corpse. Right, corpse in English. Have a avatoma. It is, he becomes an avatumo. The misatzmoi, the actual corpse, is avi avaisatumo. Vanegea boy, ava avatumo. Says Rashi, and what's the point? The point is, mitame odom vekedim. That person's mitame another person and giving mitame clothes. Toksiv, because the pasuk says, ko asheyiga boy hatoi, yitmo. Whatever the person touched, the Tommy person touched, will be Tommy. The high crop, it's me, Mesksiv. And that Pasuk is speaking about it's me, Mes. Somebody who touched a dead guy. Well, Mashma, the Metame Odom, it's Mashma that he is able to Metame another person. Dorsiva, Nefesh, and the Yas, boy, Yitzmo. Okay, so if we look at the Chumash, I have a Chumash in a minute, Moschen. Swami, do your test. That's just part of Duma.
Also from this.
Whoever touches this person that became Tommy, means the person that touched the Mies, so we're calling him the Tmei Mies, whoever touches him, Yitmo will be Tommy. Nefesh and a person that touches him, Titmo Adair will be Tommy. So it's a bit repetitive. No, Chuyla Shigiba Tommy Yitmo, Vanefesh and a gas, Titmo Adair. So that's what we come to teach us here, that not only is food and Oichel Mashke going to be Tommy by him, also a person will be Tommy. Says Rashi, on this Rashi, Kana Madnu, Shamis is Aviyah Beisatumah. From this puzzle, we find out that Mis is Aviyah Beisatumah, Vanegea Boi Avatumah. Ometame Olam. From this puzzle, we'll see that a Tmei Mis has the status of an Avatumah. Why? Because since the puzzle says if a person touches the Tmei Mis, he will be Tomei,
And the halacha is that only an avat tumah can be tame adam. So it's muchach then that the tumah meis is the status of an avat tumah. And then if so, then the corpse must be avi avos tumah. And that's a halacha which we have to accept in the whole hilchos tumah. Only an avat tumah can be tame adam b'keil. So when we discuss avat tumah, we can't always say, well, the most chomer was going to be the avat tumah, and anything that derived from it will be a toldo, and then you get stuck by tameis. Every other tumah is like that. The veila is the avatum, and the sheret is the avatum, and the sheruzer is the avatum. And those are always what's the toldo things that touch it. But by meis, it's not going to work like that, because by meis.
Transmissions fail.
Sorry. Yeah. You're on with? You're with us?
Okay.
Yeah? Good. Okay, so this pasuk is teaching us that you can't look at Tumah and say, well, the most chomer, that's going to be called Av, and everything after is going to be a Tolda. Because then why should the Nefesh and the Gas be Tumah? Why should somebody who touches, the Mace, why should it be Tumah? So from this pasuk it teaches us, no, that the Tmei Meis is the Av. So we'll have to give a different label for the actual corpse. I will call him Avi Avos HaTumah. And what's the Nafka Mina? Avi Avos HaTumah is the only thing that's able to make an Av. It's the only thing that's able to make an Av. But Avi Avos HaTumah can make an Av. What does that mean? It can make something that can make another person talk. Chachidus, Avi Avos HaTumah got a koyach to make something tome, which still has a koyach to make another person tome. Right. So very good. That is Ochamai, last Rashi, and I was talking Ochamai, not second last Rashi. First now, Ochamai. What's the din here? Told us to Shabbos. Havaka, always. We see the toldos of Shabbos as the din of always. Toldos to Tumah, lo yavaka always. The toldos of Tumah do not have the status of always. V'hocha, toldos to Nizokin Mai. So what does the toldos of Nizokin have? Mi amina, toldos ki expen. Do we say that the toldos have the same halacha? Lo yishno. Lo yishno. Loishno toldo. There's no difference between an av and a toldo in hizik mishalim. If it damages, it has to pay. Or idilma loy, or maybe not. Maybe not. If you learn this Rashi well, you have a very interesting outcome from this Rashi. Let's go over this Rashi again. Rashi's coming to tell us what the shayla of the Gemara was. Is told the same ki yitzben or not? And what was the suffix? Says Rashi. The Hocham goes up in the middle of Rashi. Hocham told us the Nizokim. Mai, what's the Dima told the Nizokim? Mi Omrinon told us ki yitzben, meaning what? Loishna av, loishna toldo in hizik mishalim. It doesn't make a difference if it's the av toldo. If it damages, it has to pay. Or Dilma, or perhaps, what would be the din? Loy. A tolda doesn't need to pay. There's a habamin in the Gemara, but the toldos don't need to pay. Well, and what's your proper answer back on that?
Hemsa doesn't have to pay the same amount.
And missing out some words. Im hizik misham hizik shari. Rashi says, "No, it's not Av. Rishol told him hezik mishari. He pays.
Sham implies full. It's a sham.
It's a word called that. Hezik shari. Mishari means to pay.
You say mishari.
It's mishari. Mishari has hezik on the shari. You have something that offers. Oh, you don't know. If you come and say that after minutes, we've been hezik shari. Not hezik should have said that.
We have before somewhere where there was a implication that mishari and stam would imply."
I'm asking you, the pasuk says shalim yeshalim, it doesn't say chatzi nezik, so it's going to be nezik shalim. But if Rashi is speaking out what the nafka minis is, so it's very not correct to say the nafka minis is whether you pay or you don't pay. It's not true. Nafka minis would be whether you pay nezik shalim or you pay chatzi nezik. Anyway, you're going to be paying something. So Rashi, on this simple reading of Rashi, Rashi seems to imply that toldo doesn't need to pay. That was a half a minute. Omar Papa, Yeshun Kiritva, Yeshun Chalikiritva means some do need to pay and some don't need to pay. Well, that we'll have to see. Is that true? Is there any toldo that doesn't need to pay? By the time we finish the whole sugya, is there any toldo that doesn't need to pay? So we have to wait. We haven't done the sugya. Maybe there is. Maybe there's toldo that doesn't need to pay. To which he answered, Yesh Mehen, on the common fresh mills, there are Papa, Ishmaitan. It's on. We're going to explain a Papa. Wow, so that's what Rashi's taught us. That's what we're on the lookout for. Yesh men, kiyotz men, some do need to pay and some do not need to pay.
It's locked up again.
So what does it mean?
You have a toldo that doesn't pay anything or doesn't have some of the work. So, by definition, a
toldo
has to have a
chiyuv. Has to have a
chiyuv. Otherwise, it shouldn't be called a toldo.
Otherwise, it's not a mazik, but maybe it's a mazik you don't pay for. Metami, the moshel. If somebody's metami something, it's a mazik he doesn't pay for it. So, someone does it with shayu, it's a mazik. You don't have a chen enika, right? So, it's a certain toldo which you don't pay for. So, maybe that's what
it's called a toldo.
Well, which Rav Chiya calls an av.
The tells us that
I'm giving you an example where you could have something which could be a mazik, but it's the type of thing which you wouldn't pay. Mine in that case is called a mazik. Hold on.
The Mishnah is talking about others, but you know, it's
starting
the thing that
Elohim
comes to look after, and you
have to pay. No, that's the answer. Yeah, the thing that's in common is that you have to look after them, and when you damage, that's what I'm out. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us, you would have to pay for. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. All of these things is things which you would have to look after. And when they damage the dinners, you need to pay. Right, so that's...
So, if you're in time to somebody's food, that's what we can
The coin, if you're in time to the coin's food, the trouble...
You're called a mazik?
I'm not it. Why not?
I don't know, I'm just... Finding out. So I'm saying,
yes, and now you found
I mean, the object looks the same. The object looks the same.
Hezek she'in and
it tastes the same.
Yeah, it's hezek she'in and it's hezek that you can't discern.
So that person is called a mazik, but there's no payment.
If you did the b'shegi, there's no payment. Yeah, if you did the b'mezik, then there is maybe only drabon. I'm just saying that you could find mazik that you don't pay for. Such would be an example. But that's not the maskan of the Gemara. The maskan of the Gemara, the Tolda is serious. It's serious, you do pay chatzi nezek. That's a little bit of a problem. Yeah? So we have to see. We have to share with the Piskeor, the Menachem. When we get to the answer of the Gemara, we'll have to come back to our Rashi and try and fit it in. How does it fit in with Rashi? Fine.
Are there other Tolos?
Are there other ovis? There's 24 of them.
No, not like a nezik in
the dark. Oh, no, not my know.
Is it just Shabbos and Tumah?
Shabbos, Tumah, and nezik. There's other three mentioned in Shas. Ovis, nezik. Yeah, only three. Yeah. Shlisha ovis. Huh? Right. Okay. Fine. That's that. That's the Gemara Rashi on the sugya.
Okay, that's very clear. Yossi, you're clear? The Gemara, she's clear? Seems quite straightforward. And we have some tesis in to do. Now, tesis Rebbe Lezer. The last line of the tesis is very unclear. And Maram has quite a lot to say about it. It's shy if what we have is what it's meant to be, it could be some textual error here. We'll try and do at least till there. The last line is a little bit problematic. Rebbe Lezer, my curly av. Don't Rebbe Lezer hold an av and are told to share the same halachas? Why are they called an av? Vim toima v'neima tenafke mine le'inin aso she'tzorach mehasrit are told to mishum av today. Frank Dices, maybe, let's say, the nafke mine is regarding asor, le'inin asor. Why? She'tzorach, the halacha is you have to warn the toldos mishum na'av. If a person doing a toldo, you have to tell him, hey, how can you do this mishameh? If you do it, you'll be overboyer. You have to mention now before a person does an aviri, even if he's doing the toldo, you have to warn him and tell him, if you do this, you'll be over the av. So, of course, we need to know what's an av and what's a toldo for every asra. Somebody's doing mabrich, bringing this branch, grafting a tree on Shabbos. You have to say, if you do this, you'll be over and itea. So how can you go and so what's your shayla? Why are Rebbe calls that av, calls a toldo? Of course we need to know what the nafkamin is. In order for that saw to give him that saw of the av. How did Tosfos know that you have to be master the mokri av? How did Tosfos know you have to say the av when you do that saw? Where did Tosfos cook that up from?
Because what difference does it make if it's over or Meraki? If you don't have to, why are you placing a focus between Rezeva and Rav?
Very good. Kedamina, the Perik Tehillim, this is where Tosfos knew it. The Gemara says in Perik Tehillim, Mishame Mishumai Masin Be. Why? What? Not why, but Mishum. What? What Asar does one give to a Mishame? Mishame is somebody who is separating the sediment from the wine. So what asar does one give to a Mishame? And the machlokes in the Gemara, Rabba Omar Mishum Boya. You tell him, hey, Boya. And the other, Reb Zera, says, Mishum Arakid. Those are two obvious melachos. The Torah says, one's chayev for Boya, Zera, Mirakid, which are all three obvious, very similar. Boya, Zera, and Mirakid are three obvious that are very similar. They're separating the good from the bad. Boya, separate good from bad. Zera, throwing in the air, and the wind knocks off the chaff, also separating the good from the bad. And Mirakid is a type of separating the good from the bad. Three obvious. And Mishame is a toldo of one of them. Either Boya or Meraki. The Rabbi says you have to tell him, hey, it's Boya. And Reb Zera says you have to tell him Meraki. So you see clearly in the Gemara that you need to tell him what it is if it's Boya or Meraki. So that's the Tosfos' kasha.
What happened if it's Rav?
Oh, very good kasha. So Tosfos, at least now, haven't understood. Rabbi Meshum Boya means you have to tell him Boya. You can't tell him Shami. You need to tell him the Av. So if that's true, if that's the way to learn the Gemara in Shabbos, then what on earth is the Gemara's kashe? What's the nafkamina if it's Boya or Meriah or if it's an Av or Toldo? It's very big nafkamina. You need to give that Sora based on the Av. Beishloima Dohochi Pirusho. They changed the word. Dohochi Pirusho. The Hafi Purush, this is what the Gemara means in Shabbos. You misunderstood the Gemara in Shabbos. Which Asra would be considered as Asra that would make the person liable? Rabbi Omar Mishum Boye. Rabbi says Boye has still got some Shaykhs to the Melacha he's doing. If you would sue Boye, it would still be enough of Asra to make a person Chayiv for the melacha he's doing. Our hisuv boy mishum merakid. If he gave us some mishum merakid, potter, it'll be potter. Why? To kiven shu maseh b'davar she'ein edoyma. Rabbi holds that merakid has got no sheiches to the melacha of mishama. And if you would tell me, you know, if you're over mishama, if you do mishama, you're going to be over merakid. Sova, the person listening to that saw, Shemali will think, Shemali boy, he's laughing at him. He's not giving me a saw. Imagine if somebody's turning on a light and somebody tells him, you know, if you turn on the light, you'll be over boyne. The guy will think he's making a joke. Over boyne turning on a light, and Maisa, it is. Come to Chazanish, there is boyne, right? But it sounds so. The Chazanish taught us that. It sounds as if it's my kesher boyne. I'm telling you, all right. Yes, okay, there's a binyan here. Okay, very good. We now understand it. But that's something which the Chazanish taught us. What would be if somebody's turning on a light? And he says, if you do that, you're in a chayish. So you're obviously having a joke. You're putting my neck. So I'm not going to take anything serious. That's an example which is clear. If I turn on a light and you tell me I'm having a chayish, I'm going to be ignoring you. And if I turned on the light, I wouldn't get any Einish because that saw was a joke. Says Rabbah, if somebody's doing Merakit, if somebody's doing Meshame, and along comes somebody and says, you know, you're doing Merakit, it's a joke. That's not going to be a saw that I'm going to be chayah for.
So you're chayah misa.
Yeah.
It's also
a joke. It's a joke. If it is my kesha. But if you tell me Boya, I can hear a connection. Oh yeah, it's the art of this. So I can hear the connection. So maybe that I would hear. That type of a soul is enough of a soul to be machai. What would it be if he says, Mishame? Don't do this, you'll be over Mishame if you do it. Abadi Mishame. There's no jokes. There's boshot. Mishame. Just the chiddush is, if I tell you, the art of that tola, and also, say the also Mishame. Why? Because it's similar to it. But Misham, but so Misham and Boya have connections. But Merakid, Rabba holds Merakid, Makesha, no Sheikhs, and the guy listening to it, he'll just think you're having a joke with it.
I
would have his two boy, five more lines, five more lines. I'm his two boy, but I'm an Alta Shame. If he tells him Alta Shame, he would be. Says Tosis. Come to Rebbe Lezer.
You should give the Esra a told itself.
It's good to.
Just if you do the Rav, you can't be the Rav.
I says, oh, it's right now.
Really?
Tosis
thought. Can
you claim I didn't know there was any problem? Because I thought.
I'm telling you.
No, I'll say, Rav, I don't know what's up on this high. That's
what I thought. So the Edom are teaching him not like that. The Edom are teaching him not like that and saying, no, if you do this, I'm joking. If you're telling me something, don't shake us to what I'm doing, so you can say, okay, you're joking. If I'm sifting wine, and you say, you know, if you do that, you're plowing. Come to me, something wrong with your head. If I'm sifting wine, you said, you should know, the Torah asks you to sift wine. If you sift wine, you're chayiv katos. That's the point of Asura. Asura is the hafchin bin shegi glamizit. Asura is there to teach a person what he's doing is wrong. So I'm telling you, I'm giving you an idea. If somebody does that activity, you don't know. There's two Edom telling you, you don't know about it. Don't do it. Be mavarit. Don't just do it thinking you can. I'm telling you, you're chayv misa if you do such a thing. Okay? So if he does it, he's chayv misa. He's a chacham. He thinks he knows better. There's two Edom warning him about it. That's the whole point. Some chacham doesn't need a straw. So Amayatzim need a straw. So you think your Talmud Chacham will get all the more reason you should get killed, right? That's the whole point of Asura. But what happens if two Edom come along and say, no, if you do this, if you do this on Shabbos, it's like eating, you're eating on Yom Kippur. You're not kesher. Just dumb. You're not talking to the Zimzach. I don't have to relate to what you're saying. It's a Mela, says Jesus. We thought from this Gemara and Shabbos, the point was that you have to be Masim Shul Av. That's where Rabbi said Mishum Boyan and Jerry said Mishum Meraki. That's what we thought. Says Rabbi, says this, that wasn't a pshat. You can be Master Mishum Tolda. Maybe it's better to be Master Mishum Tolda.
But we're just teaching you that if you would be maser mishum the av, that's also good as so. I say, why? Because they're connected. But if you're maser mishum the other av, then you won't be because it's not connected. That's what Tosfos taught us. So Meila, we're left with the question of the Gemara. Why is it called an av? Why is it called a tod? What's an afkamina? If both of you call it av, or call it av is not an afkamina. Bishlam, if there's a din, you have to be maser according to the av. So it's very important. So this is a tod, but those are the obvious, and you have to know which hasra to give. Once you're telling me that you can be maser from the tod as well, so there's no nafkamina bechlal if it's an av or a tod. In both ways, you don't need to be maser. In both ways, you can be maser what it is, right? So both, whether you treat it tod or an av, you can have the same halacha. You can say, don't do shimon. Whether shimon is a din of an av or shimon is a din of a tod, you can have the same halacha. So what's the nafkamin if it's an av or a tod? That's the kasha of the Gemara, according to the first line of thesis. What's the nafkamin if it's an av or a tod? Side to side, the saw, you can give it based on what he's doing. You can anyway give him that saw based on what the activity is involved in. So what's the difference if it's an av or a tod? How do I know that? How do I know I can give a saw based on what you're doing, based on the activity you're doing? Because that's the pshat in the Gemara then. The Gemara says, Mishum Maim, Masim, Mishum Boya, never meant to say you have to do Boya. But you can even do Boya. If you would do Boya, you would be chayav for it. But Avad, if you'd be Masim for what he did, it'd also be chayav. So there's no difference now if it's an av or tod. Because if I told an av, it can be Masim based on what he did. I've said it twice. I'm waiting for some reaction. So I'll say it one more time. Just if there is a reaction, it's not. But the Tosfos has told us the Gemara can't find enough gemina between av and tod. What's the Gemara saying? If whatever's done in the Mishkan, that's called an av, or wasn't done in the Mishkan, it's called a tod. They couldn't find enough gemina between the av and the tod. For Tosfos, why? There is enough gemina. We need to know what hasra to give him. Should we give you that hasra of the av or what you're doing? Because if it's a toldah, we need to give you that hasra of the av. So of course there's enough given if it's an av or a toldah to know what that hasra should be. Says Tosfos, no, you can give that hasra also what he's doing. Even if you would consider it a toldah, you could give him that hasra. So what was Rabbi and Rabzeira talking about? Just to tell me that if he was doing Meshamin and you warn him about the av of Boyah, that's connected. Remember, you could give him a saw on Meshamet. If you would give him a saw of the Av of Boyah, it's also connected. And therefore, he would be Chayiv as well for that. If you gave him a saw on Meshamet, of course, he's Chayiv Misa. If you gave him a saw also of Boyah, would also. But Meshamet not. But Meraki not. Because Meraki is no shaykhs. It's like a joke. You're telling him a joke. If you give a saw of the av has got the shaykhs. So Mamele is going to be chayv. So says Tosfos, if so, that's what the Gemara means. There's no difference between an av and a tolda. Because in both of them, whichever you give that saw is going to be good. You give that saw for what he's doing, chayv. So why call it a tolda? Call it an av. What's the difference if you call it an av or a tolda? Might as well call it an av. Misham is a toldo. Why? What relevance is there to say Misham is a toldo? Call it an av. But beforehand, we thought there is a relevance. Because the toldo, if you would say Misham, you wouldn't be Chai Misa. You need to say the av. So it's very relevant to know that Misham is a toldo. But once we say that if you're over Misham, you'd be Chai Misa for Misham. So what's the relevance if you consider it an av or toldo? Call it a toldo as well. Call it an av as well. Misham is an av. What's an afkamina? Afkantis. Right? Yeah. Okay, so here's the reaction that there should have been. They say, I can't find an afkamina if there's av or toldo.
There's no refreshment.
Huh?
We still need to know where it derives from, the Tolda.
Why?
Understand why you're tired.
It's always not coming because it's not Shabbos. It's not you're Shabbos. What's not coming?
Why doesn't the Kaddish woman by saying that it's a it's a topic?
Very good, very good. Yes. Yeah. They said, not coming. If I give you a song for this art, for this Tolda, doing what you're doing, it'd also be chayav. So might as well call it an art. No, the question is. It's true, if I give you a straw for this tolda, as a tolda, you'd be chayav. But why is it not important to know the av, to know what's connected to it? To tell me the din, which Rabbi is saying. That if a person says, he's doing mishama, he says, no, if you're doing baria, if you're doing baria, you'd be chayav. Well, I'm doing mishama. What my sheikh is baria to? Yeah, but that's the av of it, and therefore it's connected to it. So it is important to know what's an av and what's a tolda. Not for that saw to know that I have to give that saw the av, but to know that if I did give you that saw the av, that I would be chayv. If you have to have things which are connected, so it's good to know that this is a tolda and that's the av, to know that if I gave you that saw for the av, it'd be chayv.
That's sort of a side question. Doing...
You hear the question which I did ask?
No. I think
so. Let me just go over the Christmas. Yeah. Till now we've been saying that the reason why I need to know Av and Tolda is because in order to be mechayiv him for the Tolda, you need to give him a saw for the Av. That's the question which the Hanukkah of Tosfos was. So all Tosfos' answers was, no, you don't. If you gave a saw for the Tolda, you'd be mechayiv. So what's the Rabbi and Hosea talking about? Yeah, but Rabbi is saying, if you give a saw for the av, you're also chayav, because it's shayches to it. Machingi Merakid is not shayach to it, and therefore you wouldn't be chayav. So, why couldn't that be the exact answer of the Gemara? The reason why it's telling you this av and the tolda is to tell me which ones are connected in order to know which ones would be chayav if you gave a saw for the av. That's the cash of this. That's a kasha on Tosfos, right? So the Mashal in Shabbos asks this, and he says that because the same Tosfos comes in Shabbos, he says it's not true. You don't need any rabbi or zera. Anything which is connection to it, even if you have two ovis which are similar, two ovis which are similar, and I warn you for one, according to this Mashal on Tosfos, the person would be chayev misa, even if he wasn't doing the exact that one, he was doing the other one. If they're similar, even though you're actually doing the other one, as much as it's similar, would be chayev. Only if it's dissimilar, does the guy thinking of if the guy's thinking he's laughing at him, then he's obviously not going to take him seriously. But if they're similar, then there could be two always would be the same other. So it says the Maharsha, even if we would treat Mishama as an Av, it's still similar to Boya. Rabbi says it's similar to Boya. So call it Av, what's Afghamina? Two Malachas which are similar, two always which are similar, you chayiv for both of them. You say, the guy is doing Mishama. He's doing Mishama. And it's an Av Mishama. But Boya, the Av of Boya is also very similar to it. And he tells me, you know, you're over boya if you do it. The guy be chayv misa. Because it's two malachis which are similar. If the malachis, basically the asura has to be, don't do malach. Just if an eight comes along and says, you know, if you do this, what you're doing, he makes a joke of him. Well, obviously, I'm not going to take it seriously. So I'm doing misham. A guy comes up and says, no, you're doing miraki. Don't do it. What are you talking? I'm doing misham. The guy would come along and tell me, I'm doing boya. Okay, they have similar. They're similar. Therefore, be chayiv from Mishama. But the saw was, don't do meleches Shabbos. And that's what I did. And he didn't make a joke. I told you, don't do meleches Shabbos. I'm calling you boy. Okay, you understand. Not to do meleches Shabbos.
Isn't
Merakid and boy are different activities?
Are they separated?
Yeah, the tzitzah is the same, and the activities are different things.
So
if a person comes doing goya, and a guy comes up and says, hey, don't do Merakit, he's...
Presume Meshameh, his Hasra is from don't do Merakit.
Oh, so according to Rabbah, Merakit and Meshameh are no shaitas. So he thinks they're just joking.
But the person has to respond to the Hasra,
right?
Yeah. Doesn't say, I'm not
Doesn't say it's the wrong... Well, if I'm busy cooking, or Shabbos, somebody comes to me and says, you know, you're doing Cheresh. And I say, I'm not PK. What does that mean? I think get lost.
Doesn't mean you're taking it seriously?
No, but I'm not. Because you're joking. You're joking at me.
But he's responding. He's like, I don't care.
Why? Because I'm continuing a joke. Look, I'm not that sort of joke. So I'm continuing.
Because I'm like, serious.
Yeah. I obviously think what I'm doing is okay. I'm not talking about amazing. Doing that. Well, actually, it could be amazing. The point of a saw is that Hakim is shaking amazing. So as far as we know, it could be you're making a mistake in what you're doing. If a guy would come along and be master, I have to take it seriously. If as much as the guy's not being master, he starts doing a poem joke, so I can continue the poem joke after he came out. Right? But, so that's the story to come to the first Malachim thesis. That the Iker is, there had to be a straw from Melechus Shabbos, so the guy thinks he's taking him seriously. So it doesn't have to be it's Av. It has to be similar to this Av. That's what it has to be. Doesn't have to be it's Av. I'm doing Meshameh. It doesn't have to be that you're warning me about Boreh, which happens to be the Av of Meshameh. Even if Meshameh would be an Av and Boreh is just similar to Meshameh, would also be enough of a reason to be Chayiv. I heard a saw of Meleches Shabbos, which it wasn't a joke, because they're very similar. So it wasn't a joke. I shouldn't take it seriously. And I just said Av became Chayiv.
I'm sorry, you could say a different Av for...
As long as it's similar.
So what's similar to Boreh?
A Shabbos.
No,
even if we would consider, that's the point, even if we would consider Meshameh to be an Av.
Is there a, it's not an Av, it's a Torah.
Right.
Is there another Av besides Boreh that's similar enough that he would be
high? There's Noitea and Zeria, I would say. Zeria is the blonde.
For Meshameh.
No.
There's only one Av, it has one Av, and there's no similar Av to it.
No, that's my point, because Rabbi and Zeria, what's the similar one? Is Boreh similar or is Merakit similar? That's a machlokes. There's only one that's similar.
There's only one that's similar. There's only one Av from Merakit, from Meshameh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there a similar enough
no.
other Av?
No.
So for Meshameh, he has to either Meshameh itself, which we told her, or the Av for that.
Or the Av, which is obviously similar to it. Right.
So that's similar to that where it comes from.
Right.
It's derived from
it. What we're saying in Tosis is even if you would consider Meshameh to be an Av and not a Torah, not derived from it, it's its own Av, it's still similar to the Av of Boreh.
Sure, yeah.
So then the halacha would be even if I give you a straw on Boreh, which is not the Av of Meshameh, now we made Meshameh into an Av.
Yeah,
even if we give you an Av and a straw on Boreh, which is a different Av,
can
still be Chayim because this.
You're giving Hasra, you don't have to say this is an Av or a Tolda.
I don't need to.
Right. So.
I just need to tell you that what you're doing is also, what's he doing? You're doing Boreh.
So theoretically, it's right. If you're doing a Tolda, something gives Hasra for the Av, but it's not the true Av, it's a similar Av, that would also work.
According to this Malapotasis, it would work. If it's a similar Av, if you could find one.
We started saying whether there are three out of those malachas that are similar in terms of the separating good from bad. So those aren't close enough?
No, they're not. They're all have similar to tzav, the different activities.
But we still have turning on the lights, which is opinion. You know, so we wouldn't make a connection to that.
Same,
that's before,
I think
also,
that's
I
mean, before the chazan.
There's a lot to say. The sham are separating good from bad. So like malachas all separating good from bad. So like, I would say that's a tzav.
Yeah, but that's because you're born in New York and you never worked in a field, right? And those who work in fields know that they're completely different activities. Boreh and Merakit are totally different activities. Although they get out the same to itzah, they're totally different activities, and therefore if a person comes along.
Those pressing a plastic button.
Is it the activity?
No,
or
that's because, again, because that's something you've just seen a wall.
Is it the activity?
If you do it, then it's really connected.
Is it the activity or the result?
That's the activity. That's what he's involved in. He's involved in activity. So if the activity he's involved in is completely different. Mishami is somewhere between.
But didn't we start off by saying that Tola is a shares one of
the Tola, yeah. Uh-huh.
So in the different activity, it's the same Toelis.
No, it's not even the same Toelis. It's a different. It's the Toelis is in good from bad. That's all. Yeah. It's a completely different stage. It's a different stage. Miraculous is once it's been ground down after Tola, and then Vary is before that stage. So it's a different stage. It's not even considered the same terms. Well, it's just we're removed from this because we are people that go to superstars. Right. Okay, so let me just one thing. I just want to end off this point. So, what the first, we haven't said second sense of taste, but first sense of taste is that we thought you have to be master according to the half. That's what we thought. We thought you have to be master according to the Av, based on that Gemara. And the answer is, you're wrong. It never meant that you have to be master based on the Av. All you do, you have to be master something similar to the activity he's doing. Rabbi holds that Boyer is similar to the activity of Mishami. And if Zera held that Merakid is similar to the activity of Mishami. That's what they held. So now, even if you would treat Meshame as an Av, it would be the same other. Even if we now treat Meshame as an Av, not at all, but an Av is its own independent Av. You can't deny that it's similar to Boyer. Never if you would be Masim for Boyer, you'd be Chayiv Korban Chatos. Why? Because Misa, thank you. Chayiv Misa, why? Because Boyer and Meshame are similar. Yes.
How does that, we start off with the different one thing that's really is in a micro day of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is Tosfos not saying that you have to say the of as well as a Tola?
That's in the Gemara.
No one reads Tola, but Tosfos is not fashion. Tosfos is saying that you have to say the of, you have to say the of.
That's what
Tosfos
asks.
If somebody is asking or he's saying that,
that's what Tosfos asks. Tosfos is going on the Dibba Masba. The Gemara says that why do you call them Av? For Tosfos, I need to know why it's called an Av. What's the question of the Gemara? I need to know what's called an Av because you need to be master him for the Av. So which Tosfos answers, you don't need to be master him for the Av. All Rabbi meant is that you can also be master him for the Av.
So how's that interpreted his words? Why does he care if
someone? The Gemara asks, why does he care?
Why does he care?
And the Gemara comes out with the teretz, just that in the Mishkan, whatever was in the Mishkan is called an Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Tosfos. That's what the Gemara says. So they have to ask him in the Gemara.
What is the
Tosfos is asking, what's the Gemara's question on Rebbe Eliezer? The Nafkamina is, what has Sarah to give him? So what's the Gemara's question? Why did we have to come up with a teretz based on the Mishkan? Why don't we just say simple teretz? What has Sora to give him? That's Tosfos' question. Answer to this is, because there's no nafka minute. You don't need to give the Sora of the Av. You can give the Sora of what he's doing. And therefore, there's no nafka minute if you consider it an Av or a Toldom. They both have the same halachas.
So why don't we really care?
That's the Gemara's question. So then we go back to the Gemara's question. The Gemara says, yeah, what was ever in the Mishkan is called an Av, what's called, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called an Av.
No
Nafkamina. No
Nafkamina.
At this moment, in Tosfos, no Nafkamina. No Nafkamina at all. Shitta speaks itself. No Nafkamina. No Nafkamina. Why is he calling it an Av? Because what was in the Mishkan is called an Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Tola. No Nafkamina. According to this man, Tosfos, there's no Nafkamina if it's called an Av or Tola.
Just a historical definition.
Right.
Even according to
Rabban,
that would be the definition
of nafkamina. Kondra,
there's
enough.
Halachic nafkamina, but what is called a
sure. That's right. That's what that's the order of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, we're going to speed this out to the next time. The Gemara says that what was in the Mishkan is called an Av, and that's what wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Tola. Even Rabban agreed to that, but they hold that's not the reason. There's a there's no nafkamina. No nafkamina. The reason why it's called Av is purely for the historical thing. What was in the Mishnah is called Av. What's in, not in the Mishnah is called the Torah. That's the first Malachites. The second Malachites is there will be Allah. You know, we've gone really over time.
Is this letter
to Av, Vav, Ayin, Lamed? Secretariat, just the last line from Va'oid. What we just carry on the next line, we'll do it on Tuesday. But this Vav Ayin Yud Lamed, which we just wrote, Va'oid Yishema, we'll do on Tuesday. It's the last line, Va'oid Metem Vavashel. There's a maram about it, but I'll tell it to you on Tuesday. Don't spend time on it. It's as we have it here, very hard to understand what he's saying. I wouldn't spend time with it. I would do the next line of Tesis, Oidi Shleima, and then do the next Tesis after that, Hochi Yosinon, and the Inu Av. On the next Tesis, next page. Okay, after doing all those three, we can start the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, which will take us all the way down till. Tell the sheikh. Okay. What is the better option? Tell them. And I told the same love kids and Donald Pop. It's about 10 lines up from the end of the page. Motsi, the word Motsi, the first word of my life. Okay, till there. Tuesday, Yat Shem, 9:30.